Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Harry.
Here.
Hain.
Here.
Robbins.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you choose as we pray. Lord, as we come to a new board term, a new presidential term, Father, we thank you for your wisdom for this board. We thank you, Lord, that we don't take these decisions lightly. We listen, we research, we search for the truth. Because, Lord, we want what's best for our community. So we thank you for your wisdom in showing us those things we might be missing, opening our ears, opening our hearts to all the wisdom that we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, so we have an outgoing board member, and we have a couple ingoing board members.
Incoming.
And the president to re-oath.
So, I know, I have to re-oath everybody. Well, Jared, do you have anything to say?
I wrote a short 30-minute speech.
That was awesome. You want to do it at the end of the meeting?
No.
It's been a pleasure having you on here.
You guys work pretty hard.
I'm going to wait to see your application come in here soon.
Keep waiting for a while.
I do.
Get some other things off plate first.
One or two.
Other than that, it's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
Alright. Then we have two board members to swear in.
Oh, yeah.
Do that. I'm standing up for this.
I, Robert Murphy.
I, Robert Murphy.
Having been elected to the position of village president.
Having been elected to the position of village president.
Of the village of Tolono in Champaign County, Illinois.
Of the village of Tolono in Champaign County.
Illinois.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of that office.
The duties of that office.
To my best of my ability.
The best of my abilities.
Yeah, you're done.
Yay. Oh, I'm gonna get out of the way so you can swear these guys in.
Jared Robbins. I, Jared Robbins.
I, Jared Robbins.
Having been elected to the position of trustee.
Having been elected to the position of trustee.
Of the village of Tolono.
Village of Tolono.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
Champaign County, Illinois.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of that office.
The duties of that office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Vicky Buffo.
Do we need to vote her in first?
Oh, yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, we've got to vote her in first.
Yeah, we have to.
Sorry.
It's all right. I needed the steps.
Okay. Kyle Hayden.
I, Kyle Hayden.
I, Kyle Hayden.
Having been elected to the position of trustee.
Having been elected to the position of trustee.
Of the village of Tolono.
Of the village of Tolono.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties duties of that office.
The duties of that office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Do you want to hide from me? Okay. I, Ann Jack Kalusek.
I, Ann Jack Kalusek.
Having been elected to the position of trustee.
Having been elected to the position of trustee.
Of the Village of Toledo.
Of the Village of Toledo.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of that office.
The duties of that office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Have a seat.
All right. All right, let's skip down here and to Village President appointees under new business. And I would like to put a motion on the table for your consideration to appoint Vicki back to her board seat.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call. Need a roll call.
Buffo.
Not getting the vote.
Oh, never mind. Perry.
I was questioning it anyway.
Perry.
Yes.
Ping.
Okay.
Oh.
Doesn't get the vote either.
You're gonna have to change the thing now.
Change is bad, I feel like.
Oh my goodness, okay.
You wanna vote real quick, Ping, since you have left?
All right, so Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Hayden.
Yes.
Kulusek.
Yes.
All right, so carried.
You also got Perry, right?
Yeah.
It was the first one that I did right.
Thank you.
Now you can swear in.
I, Vicki Buffo.
I, Vicki Buffo.
Having been appointed to the position of trustee.
Having been appointed to the position of trustee.
Of the Village of Toledo.
Of the Village of Toledo.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of that office.
The duties of that office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Perfect. All right. All right, public comments. Do we have any public comments?
Yes, very quickly.
All right.
Roger Hayden, Toledo Fire Protection District. Purpose of my visit tonight is just to check on the status of our outdoor warning siren project.
They're in the budget.
It's in the budget?
Yes. Good call.
Perfect.
Good catch.
Perfect.
But the budget hasn't been approved yet, so
understood.
We're going to talk about budget stuff tonight and probably tomorrow, and we're going to have, or not tomorrow. Hopefully it gets approved tonight, but if it doesn't, then we'll talk about it the next meeting, and then we have to have a public hearing on the budget.
Okay, so it'll probably be the end of the month before?
Probably.
Okay.
As soon as we get it approved and get moving along on it, we'll get you guys notified.
Okay, because we just wanted to start making preparations so we could get it scheduled, because it is that time of the year.
It is, yes.
Okay.
Those around the corner.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Glad you made it to our meeting. I knew it'd clear out pretty quick, so. All right. Okay, well, next on the agenda is engineers. That'd be you.
Very little to report. We did submit the application for the mosquito abatement.
Cool.
Permit, and so we secured that hurdle. I'm told that we hardly wait to use some of the equipment that
got it.
So, any questions for me?
I don't think so. So, this is our engineer, and this is, I don't know if you met him yet. His email, I believe. We'll get you copied and get his email to him. If you have questions about the sewer plant, the water plant, anything like that, feel free to reach out to them, because you guys have a lot of catching up to do. It's gonna be like drinking from a fire hose for a little while. So, but no, ask them. That's what they're there for. That's what they're paid for. So, love them.
Available at any time, and if they need to have a study session or something, they can do a lot and make that offer.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh.
While we got him, can we talk about the Donahue bill as well?
Yeah, yes, please.
So Larry is still needing the preliminary design agreement that we have with Donahue. They completed 33% of that. The only thing we've received out of that is the onsite survey.
Okay.
So that's $33,000 worth of work they've done that we haven't received that.
Okay.
I don't know if there are any more questions, but did everybody get the email that we got from Terry from Donahue stating that they were only gonna charge us like $355,000 for?
I don't think that went out to everybody.
But anyways, I got an email from Terry stating that, but in their IEPD, they specifically pointed out 7%, which was gonna be the $600,000+ to do. So I don't know where Terry got that number from. So it's kind of just some information that.
What?
That letter should have been included with the invoice.
Was it?
So we have paid them for everything they have finished. I don't.
What do you need again?
It's the preliminary design agreement and everything that they've done 33% of that work, which totaled $33,000, if I'm correct on that.
I believe that's crazy.
And the only thing out of that is site survey, and site survey is not going to take. I wanted to mention that before I forget, because last meeting I sat here knowing I had to say something and I couldn't remember what it was today.
So we were still waiting on also the stuff to be sent to them?
It's, but you got a thumb drive, walks up for this preliminary.
Got something, but I think a shortfall in the deliverables from the preliminary design agreement. But that's something that we could discuss with Terry and find out. You know, when this all is his preliminary design agreement was for a couple of cents below $105,000. You guys, I think, have paid $33,000. Now, I don't have a copy of your bills, but that's what I remember seeing from the meeting or two ago. And the only thing that we've received in exchange for that money is $4,000 or $5,000 survey. So it just seems like there's some holes in, so not that they can't be made up, but you know, there should be something to show to them there. I think it was one thing in my judgment, but again, I don't have all the information that maybe is out there, and that's the question mark. You know, there seems to be some misinformation.
And this is an example of one, correct, that you gave me, and it's like 84 pages long, so if they did 33% of it, we should get whatever the math is.
30 pages or
yeah,
something?
20 at least.
Yeah.
So just a perspective of what we've paid for and what we have not received yet.
The agreement has a pretty exhaustive deliverable scope of services, you know, so you just take time to read it. There should be more to show for a federal budget that way. Could be just an oversight, but you know, I'd ask the question probably if everybody would be ready, in my opinion.
Then you're almost done with design? Is that
right? Yeah, right. Ready to bid. We probably are going to be imposing on Scott and
And I talked to Scott, he can get you set up for that diamond map so you can have access to it, so. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
All right, Public Works. As you.
Oh, we've been trying to get caught up on some work orders and cleaning up the brush pile, picking up brush.
The brush pile is amazing, by the way. I drove out there on Saturday and you can actually drive around there.
I got a question. Randy, do you know, does he, it's the new year, never mind. Never mind. I was gonna ask if he could go ahead and buy the bush hog for the back of that mower so he can mow, but, it's a bush hog, right?
Well, we're replacing the tractor with a new mower.
That's correct. But I forgot it's May now, so, never mind. Sorry, Scott.
It's all right.
Anything else? Any questions for Scott?
Did we have any major water issues in the past couple days?
No.
Till tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jared.
We didn't get it, like, what kills us is when you get that torrent, just rain where it just drops like a ton all at once. And it just takes forever to go away. If it just kind of mists all day long, we have no problems. So, any other questions? All right, well, that was easy. All right, Police Department, what you got for us? You're all dressed up today. Thanks for getting dressed up for us.
I guess I'm putting on some clothes with a button-up shirt. I'm dressed up.
Thank you. Well, that's dressed up for you.
It is. It is. I'll take that. April was busy. Squad car's in, hopefully getting fixed.
Is it?
I don't know. Scotty, they took it in yesterday, so it was
done by the 10th.
Scheduled, so.
Cool.
Hopefully, progress is being made.
That's the one I got, too.
Perfect. Any questions for the Police Department? Questions? Again, for our new board members, you have these two guys' emails. They're, when you log in, their emails are listed under there. You can email them questions and stuff, and stuff you have going on. I did ask Justin to do, have his guys do a little extra patrol on golf carts, because how many permits have we sold so far, Randy?
Just over 100.
And then I thought, I know Rena said something about a lot of them are new permits, like newer,
yeah.
Like people who haven't gotten them before.
Right.
And how many did we sell last year? So we have at least 60 to 70 people running around without permits, and we have a lot of side-by-sides, I've noticed. So tons of them. So if they want to drive on our streets, they got to get a permit.
Will you talk to people?
Yeah.
I know, I just talked to Jeff, and he said he spoke. We're not writing.
Well, and that's
tickets.
Fine. You
tickets,
you know how I feel about that, but
we're warning people and
then giving them like the 5 days
we'll try, and especially with the warming up, there'll be more people out and about, and they'll have a chance to talk to people if they don't change the permit and the other equipment.
Yes, ma'am.
Grandma's back. Sorry. Okay. Something that scared me to death. Coming down Main Street, I have a feeling who it was, but I'm not sure. This kid, he was no taller than that, on a motorbike with his dad, had a helmet on. Is it legal for this little bitty kid to be on this?
Like on a dirt bike motorcycle type
it
thing?
It had a motor on it. Is it legal?
Well, was the dad driving or was the kid driving?
The kid was driving
kid was
his
driving.
Own. The dad was driving his
no.
own.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I will keep an eye out on Elizabeth and Main Street corner.
If you happen to see it, you can always call in and we can.
Well, where I came
that.
From the winter, I take pictures now.
Good.
I don't know. That scared me to death.
And
I saw this little
I
kid. Yeah, he had a helmet on, his dad had a helmet on. They stopped completely. trying to get that age gap, bike and road.
I mean, there are a lot of kids that are out on motorized toys cruising around. But if it's a safety concern, we can always address it, and if it's,
Well, with the.
don't have the proper equipment or anything else, we can always educate them on that.
How would that one fall under our golf cart ordinance?
It doesn't, it's a motorcycle. They don't, only golf carts, and we added side by sides a couple of years ago.
And we prohibited straddle seat.
Yeah, or
Vehicles.
Four wheel.
Four wheelers and stuff. I don't know if we actually specified how many wheels.
Well, it's the motorcycle.
Because the one that we have is a three wheel, correct?
No, we got rid of that years ago.
Right.
The motorcycle would need to be where it could have a title and license and be road.
It's
you also, you also need a class.
One or two CCs, you have to have a license on it or something.
Well, if it's two, I mean, if it's a motorcycle that, to be street legal, I mean, you have to have a license on it, and you have to have.
Cause we have that motorbike that's running around, the bicycle with that little bitty loud motor on it, and that's.
And those are legal.
Yeah, they're legal, cause it's under so many CCs.
And as long as you have a valid driver's license and all that stuff, that I've.
I know, we've dealt with that a lot over the years.
But I think I've maybe seen the one that you're talking about. Is there, I know I've seen one. I don't know if there's more than that.
I've seen the father and the son together, riding around myself, so.
Cool, anything else about this department? Alright, treasurer, do you have anything for us? Then you let the budget pass.
And we're gonna get the 2021 numbers in. Working on doing changes that make things happen. That's about it.
Yeah, I got one of those. Any questions for Brandon on the treasurer? In your board packets, you have the bank statements, and I think you, what do you call that when you?
The bank reps.
When you go over them, you do that.
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation, that's the word I was looking for. So you have those. And if one of you would like, we need a board member to look over those and keep us honest with the auditors. So just putting that out there. Alright, anything from the board members that want to say anything? Anything to add? Comments? Questions? Concerns? In the board packet, we added a correspondence file to kind of, it was brought up, Terrence started talking the other day, and it was brought up that I have a tendency of saying, hey, I talked to so-and-so, we sent a letter or something along those lines. Then you all look at me with blank stares because I didn't copy you in something. So we started a correspondence file. So like we sent letters out to state reps, state senators and stuff with the help of engineers on stuff that we have coming down the pipe, that like stuff we're working on and essentially begging for money, to see what they have available and stuff. And those letters are going to go in there if they're not already. I haven't looked in that file, so I don't know exactly what's in there. It was added, I think, today. So, and then correspondence back, because we've got one email back from one of our senators that says, essentially, there's nothing in there for the good person. But, but they would look around in case they could find something. That actually works, because another village about our size ended up getting a big chunk of change that one of their representatives wrote into the state budget. They didn't even know they were getting it. And they ended up with like $400,000 or something to use whatever they wanted to. So I think that's good to keep those correspondence up and going. Anything else? As you're going through that thing, especially since we have new people on here, as you're going through there, if there's something you don't understand, if there's something that you think we can do better, because we're always
usually when I figure out where everything's at, then we end up moving it again, and then I can't find it for a while. But tell us if you find changes and stuff, if you'd like. Planning and zoning, do you have anything for us?
No.
Yeah, Wade said he wasn't coming. He texted me right before, like, literally, right at meeting time, he texted me, said, I'm not gonna be there. So.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Or a suggestion, with our current building permit, they have up to a year to use that. I think we need to look at the timeframe for those, because if we have somebody that buys, comes in and gets a building permit now, and they don't use it for 360 days, and they've made changes to that, then do they have to resubmit to get a new building permit if their plans change?
Yeah, the plans have changed, yes.
If the plans have changed from what the original permit was, then yeah, they need to submit.
So they'll have to purchase a new permit rather than submit the plan?
It depends what the changes are. If they're little minute changes, no, we're not gonna make them get a new permit, but they have to put it on the permit. Now, if it's something major, like they're gonna put a, like a little concrete patio, and now they decided that they're gonna put a sunroom in there, then that'd be kind of something major, and they would have to change their permit. And kind of go through the process again, go get re-inspected.
I mean, do you think we should look at, like, giving a person a year to use that permit? I mean.
Right now, yes. Just from my headache with my kitchen cabinet thing that I'm going through, it's been 3-4 months. Like, we ordered cabinets, we did all of this, and it was at least, you know, first when we started looking, oh, we'll have it to you in like a couple weeks. Then a couple weeks after we put our orders in, it became 3 months. And then our contractor, he's got other jobs, because he can't wait 3 months for our cabinets to come in, so he's got other commitments. So now we're waiting for our contractor. So we've got cabinets sitting in our garage in a half a kitchen and waiting for our contractor to start putting them all in. So I think the years is good, because I understand where you're coming from, because we'll have people that will take advantage of that, and they'll wait till the very last minute to do it. But right now, contractors are so far behind. Wood prices skyrocketed.
Right. No, I understand
and,
that, but I'm just, in general, I'm just asking, because I think,
finish.
Because if somebody, for instance, a commercial building, and they get a permit for that, and, you know, we understand circumstances, you know, that's fine. But if it takes a year, does our building inspector have to go re-inspect that when it's completed? Or if they are changing that, he has to go back out, correct?
We're really not a building inspector.
Yeah, we really don't do inspections.
Yeah. The only thing they really do is check setbacks and make sure that it's correct on the property line. And then that it's being built to the specifications, heights, you know, what it's being used for. Stuff like the fill. You can always fill so much of your property up with a building. And after that, and then that permit's good for a year. After that year, they have to come back in and reapply for it. Because then basically their permits, if they're not completed with their building project, and if anything changes, they the size of it, the height of it. You know, they had
almost, what, 3 years without a building guy?
Yeah.
So we weren't doing really good follow-up on permits. But now with the new guy we actually have, he's tracking things, and the office is involved in it too. And we also have the spreadsheet in there that the ladies in the office do, and keep it updated so we can keep track of those a lot better. We've never tracked them very well. And over the last probably, what, year and a half, we started that spreadsheet and stuff, and they started getting tracked a little bit better.
I mean, I'm not asking our guy to go back out and, you know, inspect a fence or a patio or whatever, but it's a building. I think we should go back out when it's completed and make sure that everything is done to standards.
But the problem is we don't have
that.
We take the liability of having an inspector, because
yeah.
He's not a trained plumber. He's not, I mean, we got lucky.
I don't
the
mean
guy
inspector,
that,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, this is this far from
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and that shouldn't, they should get that inspected before they start digging anyways, so that should be set, and yeah, if that changes.
Then they have to come reapply.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I was asked about this same issue about our permits, about whether we should shorten the time. I seem to remember there was a resident that got a building permit and did absolutely nothing and was on our nuisance property list at one point. And we were told that that person got an extension. So I asked, you know, how long does it take if someone's building a house from scratch, how long does that normally take? And I was told 6 months. Maybe not. So I thought, well, what if we go with a 9-month permit instead of a year? And then if you need an extension, you can get an extension for that additional 3 months to get your residence built. Now, if we're doing a commercial one, it probably should be a different timeline. If it's a fence, you don't need a year to put a fence in.
Yeah.
Well, you might now because you're going to save a ton of money just to get wood, but you don't have to take that long for a fence permit. So for whatever other kind of permits. So what if we had each permit has a time limit, a set amount of time, and then you can have one free extension of a certain length of time.
I'm fine with the 9 and then you get a free extension to a year.
If you aren't done at that point, the next extension will have to cost you a portion of the original permit fee or something.
Kind of do that now for the what the year point. Which I'm fine. I mean, we can sit down. That's not a discussion for this meeting, I don't think. But I think it's a discussion that we can have. Like, you can sit down and we can decide which permits. Like you said, building a house will give you a year. Building a fence,
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. And we can sit down and do that. And if you want to go through the permits and sit down with our building guy, and maybe the two of you can hash it out.
Is the concern that we want to make sure that someone stays pure to what they proposed when they got the permit?
Correct.
And that they don't take forever to get it done? Okay. Because I don't know that 9 months or 12 months solves that.
Right.
I think the answer to are they staying pure to the permit is somebody has to go by and check a certain number of days maybe after the permit has been issued and at regular intervals to make sure they don't switch gears. That's probably where the answer to that lies. And, you know, do they not take forever? I think that could also be in regular inspections. Like, looks like you're not going to maybe get this done before your permit expires. Do you need an extension? Maybe it kind of keeps them on track a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there might need to be something in sending visitors to the property. That's probably where the answer is. Ryan? It's you. I'm just kidding. I'm going to have you send you to all the properties.
Those are good questions. All right. Anything else from board members? Okay. Consent agenda is where we're at now. So, anyone explain the consent agenda to our new people?
Consent agenda is things that we approve regularly, that there shouldn't be much of a discussion on. We can't discuss anything on the consent agenda. The only thing we can do is vote on it. If there's something on the consent agenda that you don't want to vote on, you want to discuss, you need to ask to have it removed and put in new business.
And that goes for bills, like flipping through the bills. You have, Terrence has signed the checks. For the bills. All of the checks that he's signing are in your board packets, so you can know exactly what's in there. So if you go through the bills and you're like, why are we paying this, or this bill might be wrong, so So pull the bills out of the consent agenda and we'll bring them later. Do what?
He asked me a question.
Are we withholding anything?
So the two checks that we did not approve last meeting, they're not actually in the folder for us to approve.
Well, and if they're not, we paid the $33,000 already, right?
Yeah, that was in the past, yeah.
Okay.
Their final, the one that Ryan got a letter about.
That letter is in there.
Are you comfortable with paying that? That one?
Not until we get some more.
So let's pull the bills out of the consent agenda.
There's one in invoices for over $10,000 from Donahue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one he's talking about.
Is that one that's not in there anyways, or is it in there?
No, that one is in here.
Okay.
And that's their final. So we'll pull.
Bills and warrants, C.
Okay. I guess I'm struggling today. So we'll pull C out of the consent agenda.
This is a struggle bus.
Is everybody fine with the two ordinances that are on there? Did everybody have a chance to read the employee ordinance and the disposal?
I did not read the disposal of IT.
It's getting rid of some old IT stuff.
That we have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Village, okay.
Mainly a bunch of hard drives that are.
Okay.
Couple computer pieces of equipment.
And employees may just changes to vacation.
If you would like to discuss this, we should take it out of the consent agenda.
No, I was just saying what the only thing changes were on it.
Yeah, that was that overtime change.
I think Randy sent an email. That's pretty good.
The hours worked.
All right, any other questions? So we're gonna take the bills out of it. So we'll move forward.
Motion to approve minutes of the April 20th, 2021 regular session and executive session board meeting. Motion to approve 2021-04 through payroll. Motion to approve water sewer usage and bill report. Motion to approve April 2021 bank statements and reconciliations. Motion to approve ordinance 2021-0-5, the employee policy manual. Motion to approve, what should be ordinance?
Yes.
Ordinance 2021-0-7, disposal of IT equipment.
Motion to approve the consent agenda unless there's anything else anyone else wants to take off.
And then maybe someone to second it. And then we'll do a roll call vote on it.
Bucko?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Lizbeth?
Yes.
We usually do roll call votes on money ordinances. We roll call votes on money ordinances.
Everything if we're doing.
Yeah, everything if we're doing it on, if one of our members isn't here on video. Did I miss anything? Sound about right?
Yeah, it would be money and it would, not necessarily be ordinances. So it'd be money, zoning, and any Zoom meetings.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
All right, so the bills. One, you guys know Ryan or Terrence?
Here's the one.
Motion.
So this is an April 30th bill. These are May 4th. Motion to pay all April 30th bills except withholding the Donahue final check for Rob to have a conversation with Terry.
What is the final check for?
The $10,155.
Okay. Now I need a motion or a
second.
Got a second? Then roll call.
Bucko?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Lizbeth?
Yes.
And
you have this if I keep it, right? So I'll give you that.
Motion to to approve the May 4th bills as presented.
Bucko?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Cusack?
Hayden?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Next meeting, she'll have you guys at the top of the, she'll have you guys at the top of here. I always have to look. Discussion of rate. I don't know what that is. Any discussion on the rate system?
Need any more discussion at this time?
Do you guys wanna use what's what we have, or have you guys seen the most recent updated ones from?
It's the updates you told us about, correct?
Yeah.
The update of making sure that it says that the office would be first.
Office is first, followed by IT, your board member.
Oh, okay.
And then, time for responding, I think it was 10 minutes. So if you can't reach someone within the first 10 minutes, or they're not able to, go to the next person.
That works. Go to the board member that actually has done the training and knows how to do it.
Yeah, don't call me.
Yeah, don't call me on the rave either.
Mike could spend hours training there. Hours.
Yeah.
But didn't we, didn't you, I don't, do we just, didn't you set up a different phone number?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you can.
Which didn't quite work.
I got it.
Well, no, but the, I was in the office after that one rave alert, and they still called the office.
So it wasn't because of the alert, though, it was probably because they didn't have water.
Yeah.
But we did change the phone number, there was a available number that we had with ESI that I provisioned, it's a, I think I listed as a call queue, so all it does is play recording of, you've reached the Village of Kelowna emergency alert line, please listen to your voicemail if you received a call, something that I've been.
That way it's not the office.
There's an office number. Cool. Alright, this will do in a sec. Approval of the quote for the Atlanta Fire Service to do the fire extinguishers. I thought that was a really good idea. Since we have a firefighter on here, did you look at that?
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
Absolutely, yeah, it's competitive, just like the rest are, so.
Yeah.
How many did we end up having?
Only that was 25 that needed tagged, I did find a BC cartridge extinguisher. Those are kind of obsolete at this point, and it's only a BC where an ABC stored pressure would be a much better option. I included that on the quote to upgrade that, give you better fire quality control, better, more friendlier use extinguisher, cartridge operated extinguisher. Somebody that isn't familiar with those may not understand the complete operation of those. As opposed to the traditional
Bobby,
store
I'm sure
pressure.
You'll work with our guys and make sure they know how to use them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can do that. But so I did quote in replacing that with a new ABC extinguisher that would be more user friendly and it would give you a little bit more firefighting power as well.
All right. Cool. Thank you. So I just need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve Illini Fire Service quote for force. 65, 75.
Hold on, before you, my question is, what's the difference between old business C and new business G?
I just gotta put them into separate places.
Okay, so they are the
we're
exact
double,
same.
We're double protecting.
Okay.
You're not getting paid twice, though.
All right, a second.
Bucko?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Cusack?
Yes.
All right, discussion of the water sewer rate increases, which I don't even want to talk about, but.
Okay, next item.
I know, we need to talk about that. Ryan, do you want to talk a little bit about those?
I think last meeting, did we vote on that? Where did we leave that? I'm sorry.
We left it at, writing the ordinance to the worst case scenario.
Oh, that's what we are talking about, the ordinance. So basically, the increases are to cover our sewage and water project that we're in the midst of design for. And that's without any grants or any assistance. So that covers us, and that covers just for the project. And then once the project's over, and if we have it paid for 20, 30 years, whatever is down the road, then we can always lower those. There can still be a discussion if we want to sell it. I personally don't think it's a good idea, but it's anybody's right to discuss that.
Can I ask what the former rates were?
What
the former rate was for it? So what the current rate would be?
In the ordinance, it shows the rate, like how it would go up per year.
So the sewage.
But,
September 15th, we raised it. We raised the water rate for the first 2,000 gallons to 1856. Each subsequent 1,000 gallons is $7.90. And then I don't know if you're looking at it right now. The 1 inch, 1.5, 2 inch, 3 inch, 4 inch costs, I'll just read those down for you. $15.93, $22.52, $29.11, $42.28, $55.46. Then it says all flat rate, $2,000. Yes, outside corporate limits would be 1.36 times the in-town rate. And then we had also put in there commencing May 1, which was 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Rates 2021. And each year after, rates would increase 5%. Ordinance from, that's ordinance 2020-0-11.
So basically it's going up $3.
So, well, it, as of May 1st, it went up 5%, correct?
I guess we didn't put that in effect because this was, we're trying to figure this out.
No, that's in this ordinance that we signed.
Right, but because we were getting ready to do this new ordinance, we didn't do the 5%.
That's what you guys decided the last meeting.
No.
No.
So what you're saying is you have not adjusted anything at the office.
We haven't billed for May 1 yet.
Right.
Okay.
So it's null and void until this.
If we do nothing right now, it would go 5%.
Okay.
And then if we pass this, it would go up 10% for water.
To get to the rate we needed, we were going a 5-year increment, right?
So.
Which would still give us 2 to 3 years, because we wouldn't have to start paying on the project till the project's done, which would be 3. So we'd still have 2 years that we would not be making enough money off of our sewage to pay for that project. So,
and the more important rates in the new ordinance are the sewer treatment rates, which are $15.77. For the first 2,000 gallons, $5.11 for each subsequent 1,000 gallons, and then those same 1 inch, 1.5, they are $13.64, $18.98, $24.34, $35.05, and $45.75. And if we do nothing, that goes up 5% as well.
So that would be a 28.6% increase, right? On this new ordinance.
I couldn't find the sheet that.
So it looks like water, if we pass the new ordinance, it's in here. Water would go up 10%. Sewer would go up 28.6%.
I think I over it.
No, it goes up whatever it says in the book.
That's.
No, that's next year.
So that's next year, okay, well, I'm skipping forward to here.
Stop it.
Yeah, it kinda goes, it goes up almost $5 right now.
He highlighted it too.
What'd you say, Vicky?
Yeah, it goes up almost $5 now, and then it is 28.6 next year.
Is that $5 overall or $5 just for?
For the first 2,000.
My question would be, have we double checked to make sure that's, puts us where we need to be?
Yes, I didn't get this ordinance done until late Friday because, Matt had me fill out some other paperwork from our actual usage, and he went over the numbers again and, gave me what it needed to be.
How close is that to the stuff the other engineers wrote up for us? You know, when they wrote it?
Well, we changed it, it went down to, what was sewage, Larry, do you, I don't have that paper for some reason. It's basically like $63 a month for the minimum 5,000 gallon for sewage. Is that correct? Or in that? $60.
It's the adjustments that Brandy mentioned dealt with the actual number of users that you folks bill over the last 2 years, and so it dropped to, $1,290 or something down to about $1,250. I think it was like a 40 user drop. Well, that means you have to spread all those costs to the fewer bills. So it was a slight change from the document that we saw a few weeks ago when it was all said and done. But it's tuned up because it deals with the actual billing addresses that you folks have here in town. So always up for adjustment, you know. You need to keep up with your numbers, review these, and you might need to adjust them again. I think the first bump was something like 17% for the first year. And then, you know, for the next 4 years or so, it goes up in that neighborhood until you get to the average bill being about $60.
And that rate was off of a 30-year instead of a 20-year, which drastically changed that monthly. Yeah, almost $20 or $15 or something like that a month. So.
Certainly, you know, the longer term your loan is to pay back, it softens the impact of the debt service every year.
Okay, questions about it? Adjustments to it?
Just so the new members know, last week we just signed for Graham to start the design of the plant. That doesn't mean that we have to take it out for bid. That just means we have it designed, and that gives us till March of next year.
We're ready to award a construction contract by the end of March 2022.
So we're not locked into the whole project yet. We're just locked in to getting the design complete. So.
Any other questions? All right. So I need if you want to go with the ordinance that's in here, I need a motion. If you want to stay with the current ordinance,
I make a motion to accept ordinance 2021-06 water sewer rate increase.
I'll second.
Bubba?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuver?
Abstain.
Hayden?
Yes.
Buzak?
Yes.
It's a big decision. Now, the MFT resolution. That is this
book
that you have right, no, not this one. This book you have right here. it's a lot of papers. Essentially, we get money to do roads through motor fuel tax.
Hand that to Scott.
So to spend that money for the motor fuel tax, it takes a book to present. So you can flip through it. Essentially, it'll show you the, a lot of it is talking about what they're going to put on the roads. But if you flip to the back and look at the map, it shows you what roads we're going to work on this time. Ryan has done a really good job working with engineers in the last couple years. So we've got this whole, like, we're kind of doing the town in sections and trying to get it all up to where it needs to be. So then we can just slowly work our way around. So before it was jumping all over the place to get stuff done. Now we actually have a system to it. Roads are rated for what they need. And it's something to think about over the next year. Once this gets approved, start thinking about this over the next year, what the next motor fuel projects should be. We kind of have a plan where we're going next, but we can always add or delete too as we go on, because we've gotten ready to do some roads and we're bad. So we can kind of skip them. So any questions about this? It's a lot of stuff to tell you that we're going to do this.
State. Are you good with the map section in the back there? Okay. Okay. You dealt with it more this year than I did, so.
All right. Need a motion to pass?
Make a motion to approve MFT resolution.
Should we have a resolution number for everything? Wasn't there a resolution for motorcycle?
That was a proclamation.
Okay.
Actually, I had to think about that. I'm like, no, it wasn't, but I couldn't remember what it was.
All right. So I think Ryan's doing resolution one.
Yep.
Second.
Beppo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robin?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. Yes.
Loser? Yes.
All right. Now, do you want to talk about the control drone thing?
I can.
I thought we were going to, like, leave this off for a little while. Wait until I went on vacation.
Well, I'd like to the 1st of June, so we can't leave it off too long.
I know, right? tell everybody what your idea is.
Well, with as much wood and everything that's out there, it will take us 10 years or 15 years to just catch up with what's out there. That doesn't include picking up every 2 weeks. So if we do a controlled burn, I can have it burn off in 3 days, and then we can keep up with what we bring in instead of trying to catch up plus keep up.
And what he's done, he's taken out all of the big stuff, and you have somebody that's taking all the big stuff.
Yes, we have a place to take the bigger
and then work. And all that's left is, I mean, there's still a lot of trees and stuff, and you've cleaned out a lot of the underbrush too, like the, and they've got the big piles, and the plan is to light the big piles and go make sure the fire department's aware of it and the whole nine yards. And if we have to pay overtime, we're just going to go 3 straight days and burn that entire thing. And then after that, the idea is to take the dump. They're putting a new fence around it. We've talked back and forth about leaving the fence open during the day, so people can. We're gonna have a designated areas where people can drop certain things off. On the weekend, by the way, Justin. On the weekend, we've talked about leaving it open for certain time periods, having you guys extra patrol it, but then you lock it at 4 o'clock or something along those lines, because a lot of people do landscaping on the weekends. They don't want the landscaping to stay on at their curb for 2 weeks until our guys pick up, because we only pick up twice a week. The community I came from, it worked really well to do that, but it's going to take the entire village to keep an eye on what people are putting there, We're planning on putting up some cameras, possibly. We have networking issues out there. We're trying to figure out the logistics of getting it networked back. There's some things happening hopefully this summer that'll help us with that. So that's kind of where we're at. We kind of want to make the dump more accessible. We want, for some of the bigger pieces, we're going to have a section put away so people can come pick up firewood if they want to. And that'll get rid of some of it. And these guys will actually have, start from scratch. They're going to put like a little, kind of a little road through there. And then they can do the air burner during the winter and stay ahead of the thing instead of the mess that we've had over the years. So, any questions about that? Comments, concerns? Okay.
Motion to approve the Public Works control burn. Before June?
In June.
In June.
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 A second.
Wouldn't look in our first meeting.
I just need, on this one, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
And the ordinance covers us doing a burn.
Yes,
I thought so.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'll ask a question on it. Is that something that you can give people a heads up on?
Yes, we put it on social media, everything. I'll either I or Scott will knock on Jeanette's door. She's the house right across from the
right.
The town, so we'll go give her a heads up so she knows we're gonna do it. And I think people will be happier because they were trying to catch up with that air burner. Air burner is a great concept, it works well, but there is so much stuff there from decades of just piling it up. And they're running the air burner for 3 or 4 days and it's just soot everywhere. And I know people are getting annoyed. Their cars are dirty. It's just, and then that, you really can't put the fire out if you're going to burn the next day, because if you dump a bunch of water on it, then it takes forever to get started, and then it smokes like nobody's business because it's wet. So I think this is a good idea. So, and we'll give lots of heads up.
It's in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I know. It's right in your back door. We're not telling you. So.
Nobody,
we'll put Kit out there with the gardener. All right. Police department, our police officer. Do you guys want? We're talking about hiring a fourth police officer. We're not going to send somebody to the academy because it just didn't work out. But we have an individual who's interested in coming on full time. He already works for us part time, so we can go to executive session and talk about it if you want to, or we can make a motion to hire him in open session. Either way, yes.
So the person we sent to,
is he here?
He actually is responding to a call.
Okay.
Back.
Sorry, I'll go ahead.
The person we sent to PTI did not.
We have not sent. We never sent him. He
never sent him.
He got hurt before he went.
Okay.
And we just made a decision not to.
And he was slated for a full time.
He was slated for a full time slot. So yeah. We're actually adding, yes, but we're actually giving up the full staff.
That we've already approved.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who could start
so,
Thursday.
Yeah, so if you guys want to go to executive session, we can talk about it. We have to also talk about the officer's pay, too, so we can do both of those at once. And that's fine. I think there's some. So loose cobra TIF loans. I put the loose cobra stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff in there, and I apologize it wasn't at the last meeting. The paint stuff that's in there, there is a youth group that's volunteered to maybe do some of the painting. I need to get some more confirmation about that. But I also would like to put that out there for the community to actually come and help too. I wanted to see if the village would buy the paint out of TIF for it, at least get the paint. I'd also like the village to buy the lighting for the lights, because that'll give us downtown lighting. So the old IGA has the old fluorescent lights. Those are all coming off. He has an electrician coming through. They're using the recessed lights and putting a kind of a brighter LED. They're going to be on a dusk to dawn, so we'll actually have some lights down there. And we're not going to pay the electric bill.
How much
is
the paint?
It's in the board packet. I don't know.
I think it's listed right under 1,000.
It's listed in there.
What?
$980.
$980. Why don't we just,
yeah,
You'll mind yours.
Oh, you're good.
Use general funds and skip all the paperwork for TIF.
I go weak.
You'd have to go through the whole TIF process. And then we'd have to get from TIF on that fluctuating number we always get.
That's true. I mean, we actually have a little bit of money in TIF, is the crazy part. Even after the library project, we'll have money in the TIF for once in.
I mean, it's $3,000, so.
Well, but then that also brings up the other things they brought up too, is the drainage issues, which I know Scott's gonna work with them on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think I would like to know what Scott thinks too.
We've looked at it, we walked, you and I walked that, didn't we? We go back there and look at that or not?
We have walked the parking lot or anything.
Take a good look.
I know what we can do to keep it from running into the parking lot, I mean.
But what about getting it out of there? Cause the library water dumps on there.
Yeah, the library water dumps in there and everything else, so.
I think if we stop the water from the street going down there and redirect the library's water, that's gonna take 70% of their water. That water, even with the downpour, that the one we had last year, within an hour, that water was gone. So that's draining still. It's just, when you get a big rush like the downpour we had.
It doesn't go anywhere. They're, would you say that the, on a Whitehead?
Cistern.
Cistern, they're cisterns.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go anywhere, it's not connected anywhere, it's a cistern.
Yeah, but it's still working, it's still draining that area, it's still working.
So, but the problem is when you have customers and you're stuck either inside, I guess it's good if you're stuck inside, you can sell more.
But what I'm saying is I think it can handle it once, you know, and we talked, fix the street and we detour the parks or the library's water. Cause then I think that you're cutting at least 60%, maybe 70% of that water that's going down there right now.
That area and drains in this part.
Yeah.
Off of the road, so.
Didn't fix that part of it.
Yeah.
And I think it can handle what drainage would come off of his parking lot.
What about the other stuff that he asked for in there? What about having him fill out a TIF loan paperwork? Cause that's more than the 3,000. That was a lot. And then maybe we talk about doing low interest loans or.
Yeah, I think that's something we need to just sit down and talk about first, cause we've had other businesses come in and ask for TIF funds and we didn't.
And we, for once, we actually have some TIF funds and I'd like them to go to businesses.
Yeah, I think we need to just discuss what we would like. We need some guidelines that, you know, this is what it needs to be used for, which I tried to do that years and years ago, but that obviously didn't happen.
So you know they've had discussion on that before, mm-hmm. So you kind of have an idea of where that discussion needs to go. Do you want to, we can kick out an email to everybody saying with a general thought, do not reply all back. And when you get an email from a board member, just reply directly to that board member, because if you reply all, then we're having a meeting online. But if you can do that and then it gets a discussion going and you can start thinking about it and start thinking about developing some guidelines, because we will have some money in TIF. We have some money in TIF now. We'll have even more money next year. And within the next 3 years, supposedly, we'll have close to $1 million in there, 3 or 4. I can't remember when the TIF is over. Okay, by 2026, it'll be close to $1 million in there. So we'll actually have money, and I'd like it. It never went to businesses. It went to all kinds of other projects, which needed to be done, but it'd be nice if it went to businesses. So, and then we can get some guidelines in the next meeting or two, and people can actually start applying for those loans.
Cool.
All right, so general fund for the paint and the lights. And how much did you think that was?
$2,290 for the lights and under $1,000 for the paint. If all the prices remain the same.
Probably paint first, I imagine.
They're working on the lights now.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. You want to just do a flat $3,000? That would be close to what he's asking for.
$3,000 will cover it because this is $2,200 and the other's almost $1,000.
What if,
Like $300 for it?
Yeah, if you you have your allowance too.
True.
You can use for like the paint, and then we can.
We could do
that. General.
I hardly ever use it, so.
Or do.
That would be a community function. I also like to talk about that too. Something we need to start talking about. Guidelines for what that allowance is for. I'm gonna put it actually in a line item in the budget. The mayor gets $2,500 a month that he can spend on stuff, or she can spend, whoever's up here. And it has to be, there's not really any guidelines. There's never really been talked about guidelines. Community engagement, like something breaks in the maintenance department and they need it fixed like now. We don't have time to convene board meeting. I very seldom spend hardly any money out of there. I think we did do the Oktoberfest. We gave some money to the organizer of that. But it actually came to the board meeting, and Ryan, I think, made the suggestion, just do it out of your money. And so it doesn't get used very often. I have to sit down and figure out what I actually used out of it last year, but I bet it wasn't a couple thousand bucks, maybe, if that. I think we paid for some retirement stuff for one of our employees that were retiring out of it. Very little that it gets used for. But I'd kind of like guidelines, something to think about. I'm fine doing that, though. That's fine.
Was it? Man, I almost feel like when we put that in, that we put guidelines.
I'm sure you did, and I'm sure it didn't get.
I have one question about the lighting. Does that lighting meet our guidelines and ordinances for exterior lighting?
I have to look it up.
I don't know.
See,
so we would have to look that up first.
He's actually just fixing what's already there. Like they have recessed lights. And they're putting lights back in where the recess, there's glass recessed lights. He's taking all the,
right, I understand,
those out. They're out.
That's fine, but we just want to make sure that they're correct to what we approved in the ordinance. Because we approved just lights. I mean, they might be better than lights.
Okay. Well, I guess we have research to do before the next meeting.
All right, I don't want to stop this project. I just want to make sure that.
Oh, I understand. And it's legit.
But he doesn't even have to file a permit for that, so there's nothing we can really say.
But if we're paying for it, right?
True. I mean, he's going to do it regardless.
It's
going to
brighten our downtown up. So.
I was just thinking out loud. That's all.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Right. I get where you're coming from. And that's probably something I should have looked into to begin with.
Yes.
So.
You should have.
On a side note to that, can we put, so Ameren has another new program out to upgrade businesses and municipalities with LED inside and outside. He's the contractor that talked to me about it is getting information, but I think with that we can upgrade any of our, these not of course because they're already LED, but any lights in our office, in the maintenance shed,
mm-hmm.
And then also I think our street lights.
Street lights would be nice.
And basically, you'd have a cost up front, and then it's next to nothing with the program to actually have him come in.
Didn't Matt upgrade the lights in the office to LED? He just put timers on them, or those walkthrough things.
So he's getting me more information. It's they've done this before, but it keeps changing every year. So basically, I think you have to upfront the money, and then Ameren pays you back.
Okay.
It's almost next to nothing to have them do that too, plus the
okay.
savings. Which even a fluorescent, the savings you get upgrading the LED are actually pretty significant. I used to do all that calculation and. Sometimes it would surprise you what they'd save a year.
All right, so do you want to table this until next meeting to check to see if they meet our ordinance?
Yes, because we do have lighting design standards in our ordinance, so they have to make sure that all these standards are in.
Well, I don't know that we need to table it because it would be coming from your money.
It's over what I can do. If I can only do $2,500, this
we
is $2,290, and the paint you said the paint was around $1,000.
Yeah, we were gonna do the paint out of general.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Could do it, yeah.
That'll work. Perfect.
That way you can double check that stuff, but we can definitely go ahead and approve the other.
Perfect. That works.
And then you approve the one.
Cool, so I just need a motion to approve buying the paint.
Make a motion for purchasing paint for $980.
Second.
Could we just do that up to $1,000?
Sure.
Second.
Bucko?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Cusack?
Yes.
Any discussion on nuisance stuff?
I have a question.
Okay.
After going through that file, and maybe this is a question for the chief. What's the plan for these people when they haven't done anything since 2017?
We're working on it.
We're working on it. You guys don't have assignments on the board.
Good question, Kyle. Here it comes.
And you have a passion for nuisance properties. And Jared has a passion for nuisance properties. There we go.
I will transfer my duties to you.
No, you don't have to transfer. You can just work together.
Good luck.
Divide the town in half so what's happened with nuisance properties is it's completely the board's fault. And Justin goes and checks them about once a month, usually, and before a board meeting. Nothing's changed, and then the board doesn't do anything with them. We need to stay on top of them. Some of the worst ones we do stay on top of. We've tore down three houses, as the shed. I mean, we were on the nuisance list. As the shed was a huge eyesore. So that's what we've done over the last couple years. And we've forced some, taken a few people to court, two or three to court, and worked on some stuff. It's expensive. We don't use Mark for the court stuff. We use
Justin Bruno.
Justin, and Justin doesn't have the same rates as Mark. So. I think his rates went up a smidge, I thought.
They did, but no, they're the same as mine.
Are they now? Okay.
Yeah, they're the same as mine, which is about $40 an hour cheaper than it's regular. So, but I don't always put down every hour I work,
yeah.
So that's probably what you're noticing.
So with the nuisance properties, we do need to stay on top of them. And once the letters are sent and then follow through, the problem is if we go you sent letters, and then 3 or 4 months goes by and we do nothing with them, we kind of almost have to go back a step and then keep on.
So,
and some of the people need worked with. Like, what can we do for them? We're going to do a cleanup day coming up. So it'd be really good to hit the nuisance letters really hard and say, hey, we have a solution for you. We have a cleanup day. And kind of go that route. Yes, sir.
I have two questions. One, do you need to approve me going to speak to Justin to look over this list?
No.
Okay. And I am creating an actual nuisance form, so we actually have some documentation of the person that is bringing the nuisance to our attention. They don't have to put their name or whatever, but they still, that way we have documentation, so it's just not in an email or something like that.
Do we want to put
Ryan's
that form?
Working it online.
Okay, never mind. You're already way ahead.
And so when we have that, we can attach our own pictures to that file or form, and that way it's not just one big Excel sheet, and then we can check it off. But we need to look at some of the properties that we have that are an intimate danger. For instance, the barns that are right across from Brian's house. It just needs to be torn down, but when the wind was blowing, I mean, stuff was just flying off this place. And I don't know what we can do as far as immediate to, I mean, that's a hazard to the community and to people that live and around there. What can we do for that, Mark?
Well,
I mean, stuff is literally flying off the house. I mean, wood, just
the roof, I mean, everything is flying off.
Of the house or the barn?
The barn, I'm sorry, the barn.
We can't enter the property unless we're given permission.
Okay.
If we're not given permission, we have to get permission from the judge, and we have to go through that process. If it were on fire, then the law says we can go on there and put the fire out. I appreciate that there's stuff flying off of it. If it were, even if it were radically tilting over a sidewalk or something, I still think we need to get a judge's permission to go on there. So I'm not giving you the answers you wanna hear.
No, that's okay.
But can we send them a letter with, say, hey, this is the problem we have, you have X amount of days to fix it?
Absolutely, we can do our notices, and we have to do those anyway if we're gonna go to, get a judge's permission to go on the property, so.
Have we sent them notices to them? So let's just start the process, send them a notice and give them so long, give them the 15-20 days to fix it.
That's not a 15-20 day.
And it might help you, if, when you're getting together with Justin, you know, hopefully I can make it, I won't charge you for that, and then we can, you know, I'll kinda help facilitate something cost effective. But, you know, he's a pretty aggressive court person, so we wanna try to use his time efficiently. And take advantage of his skill set.
The only reason why I say the 30-day letter notice is that's something that doesn't take 30, I mean, that needs to be.
Cause it's falling, it's probably.
Right, I mean.
Okay.
Well, yeah, whether it's, most definitely work with these two and get it taken care of. And, alright, any other questions about that? Alright, we'll move on, next meeting is 18. Oh, we have, oh, we already did the approval of minutes and stuff, I guess that, still getting used to consent agenda. Alright, I need a motion to go in, if there's nothing else for open session, I need a motion to go to the executive session. Yes, sir.
I should've asked you before, but can we ask Mark about what we talked about on Friday, on what can and can't be with as far as what's budgeted?
I have a solution for that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. We really didn't talk about budgeting stuff, and that's something we need to do. With budgeting, we have a different way we're gonna do it this year. I need to get the budget approved by the board. Once it's approved by the board, we'll do a public hearing. We'll put it in the paper or put it on social media. We'll have the published budget that we approved available at the village hall so people can come in and see it.
And online.
And online, we'll do it online too, so they can actually come and see it. We'll have to give them at least 10 days to come see it, then we'll have a public hearing, invite the public to come in with their comments, questions, concerns about the budget, and then we can make adjustments at that public meeting, and then our budget will be approved. Yes, ma'am?
What is your proposal year?
It was May 1st.
May 1st, April 30th. We have till the end of July to approve our budget for the current fiscal year.
Nobody's getting paid, we're not spending any money.
Yeah, it sounds strange. It sounds strange, but it's very common.
So,
No.
Do we have any discussion on the budget that's in there now? I made a few changes to the budget. I think, did you update those? Yeah, Brandy updated all of the, I mean, just like my new changes.
From our last conversation, did you add additional money into the police training?
Actually, kind of, but I kept it what we said because I'd already sent her this email and she'd already done the changes. So
it's in Excel.
I know, it can be changed again. Essentially what Terrence was wanting to do is leave their training budget the way it is, just in case, not slot it for PTI, but just leave it as a training budget. With all the new changes and the craziness that's coming down in the next year, they might need it, because I think hopefully PTI is going to be doing some scenario-based training. We'll probably have to pay some into that.
I haven't changed that yet, because I asked you a question about it.
Oh, did I not answer your question?
That is.
Well, good. So it's exactly the same.
Right.
So.
Wait,
okay.
Fix exactly the same as this past fiscal year?
No, it's what was in there for the proposed budget.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to think.
Are we doing another study session?
We can do one. Do you wanna schedule a study session for this month and just talk about budget stuff?
It might be the quickest, plus I can get them kind of up to speed a little bit.
So everybody pull up calendars, when can you do another meeting this month?
Before May 24th.
Before, yeah, before the next board meeting.
Well, no, not necessarily before the next board meeting.
It'd be nice if it was though, and they'll get approved at the next board meeting.
Yeah, we have a whole nother month if we need.
I hate putting this off.
Next Tuesday?
Monday or Wednesday for me next week. We have wrestling and track.
You said Monday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're a busy guy.
So I'm Monday or Wednesday for the next 2 weeks I'm available, or Thursday. For me, sorry.
I cannot do Wednesday.
So Wednesday's out.
Monday the 10th?
Monday the 10th work for everybody for a study session just for budget stuff?
At what, 6:30?
We could do it at 6 if you want. We can do it earlier. I think most people can make it at 6 or
I can make it at 4.
I can't.
You can't.
I can make it 6 a.m., okay?
I'm in Michigan for the conference next week.
Do we need Brandy here? I mean, she's the number keeper, so let's find a different.
Prom can just relay you all the numbers.
Yeah, we'll just put you in a conference call and dial you in.
Zoom in.
What about the 17th? Is the 17th work for, I'm sorry.
The day before our next meeting?
Yeah. Yeah, that works for me.
Does that work for everybody, 17th? And what time?
What's the earliest?
Pretty sad, everybody has to pull up their calendars.
Six? We'll get pizza again?
Yeah, we can get pizza again. I can.
Yeah, that's coming out his one.
I can.
He's got a bunch of money for the pizza.
$2,500 for the pump and all.
Study session will be here.
He's gonna buy like still.
But does 6 o'clock work for everybody if we do a study session at 6 o'clock? Okay. Good, all right. So Monday the 17th at 6 o'clock. Alright, we got a study session for the budget. Now, anything else while we're in open session? Alright, I need a motion to move to executive session for employee stuff.
Motion to enter. Thanks, Vicki. Motion to enter into an executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees.
Second.
Bubba?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Whedon?
Yes.
Kuzak?
Yes.
And then I think I heard him say the statutory.
The 5 ILCS 120
/2
C
1. Beautiful. You were so quiet, I couldn't quite hear that.
Yeah, I know. Did they not have a surface?
I had one.